Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Mr. Wizard.
Billy, you may wonder why we're way up here on top of this cliff.
The question did arise, yes.
We're up here to watch the birds fly.
Oh, we're going to observe the magnificent splendor of avian wildlife as it takes wing to caress the currents in totally free abandon
Real scientists don't talk like fruity poets, Billy.
I'm sorry.
Do you know why a bird can fly and you can't?
Their wings have a better strength-to-weight ratio than our
arms. Let me know when you're finished there, Mr. Shakespeare.
Gee, why can birds fly and we can't?
Because they have feathers.
Oh, come on.
Do you have feathers?
No.
Do the birds have feathers?
Yes.
Can you fly?
No, but...
The birds can, because they have feathers.
I don't think it's that simple, Mr. Wizard.
Oh, I see. Now I'm simple, am I?
Well,
I'll prove my theory with a simple experiment.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, I have brought a supply of feathers with me.
Uh-oh.
Billy will now put these feathers on.
There's no way to make those feathers stay on, Mr. Wizard.
Don't worry, Billy. I came prepared. Guido, the tar.
Okay.
As Guido is getting Billy ready for his flight, I must caution our younger viewers not to use hot tar at home for this experiment. Try honey or molasses instead. Ready, Billy?
No.
Fly, Billy, fly! The feathers will make you fly, Billy. Flap! Flap! Well, son of a gun. What have we learned today, boys and girls? We've learned it takes a big man to admit he was wrong. And if Billy were here with me right now, I'd say to him, Billy, you were wrong. You should have flapped harder. Until tomorrow, this is Mr. Wizard saying bye-bye.